Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
What you're seeing, you're going to see this video. Look at everybody just waving white handkerchiefs, and just he's pulling up into a train station. She's on the back of the train, the way that the politicians would travel in the back.
Wow.
And she's releasing a dove, probably, yeah, right there. You got to see this video. These are videos that are made available on the VFN Torch. Now, here is also celebrating 25 years of ministry, where she's speaking at a parade. This is available. This video is available to you as well.
I am overjoyed, nearly overwhelmed by this glorious tribute paid by the people of Los Angeles, Southern California, and the churches of the Four Square Gospel.
The interesting thing about Amy Semple McPherson was this governmental anointing that she had as a minister. There were so many aspects and dimensions to the gifting that she carried, because this is today the church has been locked down a lot because of LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson, some of the laws that he just kind of pushed through. And but you know, used to be able to say whatever from whatever, and nobody was held. You know, First Amendment rights was available to everybody, and today they threaten, you know, people who actually speak out. But she actually marched in support of leaders and said this is what they actually sought her a direction, and now she's being celebrated, the parade being celebrated, and she's given a speech here. Amy Semple McPherson, one of God's generals. Listen up.
I pray that I may live many years to serve God and my country.
And a lot of people look at this, and if you just see her at this point, you go like, yeah, she just thinks she's something. She had nothing. Mm. She said, God called me. I grabbed the babies. We got in the car, and we started under trees on street corners from Canada, you know, to the Keys. And a lot of people only want to be around you when you end up at the parade.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it takes those that are willing to walk the distance when God begins to do what he does. Who would ever known the Angelus Theater was inside of this lady that grabbed the babies and just left and went? You know what I'm saying? Now she is 25 years later, celebrating 25 years of ministry. And at this point, instead of throwing a parade on behalf, and she's talking, this is Amy Semple McPherson. Wow. Listen up.
I thank you and God bless you.
And you're looking at, they have floats, the floats coming down the road in the parade with a big cross on it. Somebody bowing down before Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? It's just so awesome. Today you're looking at where the enemy's trying to pull out God from everything. And it's time for us to stand up like generals and say, you know what? Mm-hmm. Let's be the generals in this generation. There's never enough. You know, there needs to be a general in every state, a general in every city, every county, you know, every, it's just amazing to see what's going on. That was Amy Semple McPherson. There's so much more you can see. We're just showing you a couple of them. We're actually telling you about it. You can see the videos on VFN, Torch of VFNTV.com. I want to quickly cover, you know, John Alexander Dowie. There's a particular city that's called Zion City. Zion City. Well, I understand this city was founded by John Alexander Dowie.
Yeah.
He wanted to be able to have a community that just operated under the principles of God. And apostolically, I mean, a police force, I mean, everything, just kind of laid it all out there, because the First Amendment back in those days, it was like, this wasn't a big deal, you know? And things have changed today, but that's what was happening. It's their own schools or their own whatever, you know, a whole community. And if you go to Zion City, it comes from his ministry and his heart, you know? And This is John, and of course, obviously, we're going further back here.
Yeah.
This is we're talking about the book God's Generals, written by Robert Sheridan, and now today we're actually hearing some audio or video from these men and women of God. But listen, this is John Dowie singing back then. And you're listening to it on a it's not a xylophone, but it's the wax cylinders that they would put on these reels that would just slide down like eating a corn on the cob. It would actually work its way down the cob. It work its way down the wax cylinder. So that's what you're listening to. Wow. What's so cool? You got something you know, from one of God's general. Listen up. And you're going to be able to also see pictures of him. But they're going, roll forward, O Zion, grace shall be thy trumpet till thy kingdom shall come. But listen, thy king shall come. What's so cool about Dowie, other than him being God's generals, is that he would not lay hands on anybody till he spent maybe a week of teaching the word of God.
Wow.
He would teach, you know, and build that foundation in them. And then he would lay hands on them, and God would heal them and deliver them. And he had a whole wall filled with just, like you hang pictures on a wall, he would hang crutches and all these different things.
Oh,
that was just, that was part of
the
wall. And you can see that and find out more about it on the VFN Torch.
You know, he was born in 1847 and he died in 1907. So you can see how far back this is.
And what's interesting, too, is that that's when God began to stir William Seymour's heart. You know, around the same time and Azusa Street was birthed, that we hopefully get a chance to be able to him. But it's one more for him before we go for the first hour. We're going to continue this in the extra hour today. Make sure you don't miss it. But this is Dowie preaching on healing, health and divine healing.
The majority of men are a stinking bad lot.
Of course, you're listening to a wax cylinder roll over. That's just, you know, this is, you're talking about 1847,
he was born.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, right? And the majority of men are a stinking sad lot. That's what he says. The majority of men are a stinking sad lot, and I'm ashamed to say the majority of men in Chicago, this is like 18, I'm not saying this, I'm just, you know, seeing this.
Right.
He says the majority of men in Chicago, it's kind of small print trying to see this, you can smell several yards away. You can smell several yards away. They stink of nicotine and alcohol and all kinds of medical musk. I mean, you have to understand, back then they would you know, you could buy, you know, cocaine from a local Sears catalog because they didn't realize it was dangerous yet. Heroin and these different things were going on. That's before it was illegal. You chew your tobacco and you puff your smoke and the sun dries up. Then, you know, so he's, and I mean, this is a little, but I just want to read some of the things you can barely hear, but listen up.
I am ashamed to say it. The majority of men in Chicago can be smelled several yards off. They stink of nicotine and alcohol and all kinds of medical must. You deathly dogs.
You deathly dogs. I mean, this is who God's using. You know? I mean, look at the variety. You have you know, Amy, who's flamboyant and out there, and then you have, in the earlier days before Amy, not too much for before Amy, you have Alexander Dowie and you can see this and watch this video and this audio on the VFN Torch. And I just want to say this. You know, we're hopefully stirring your faith. You know, we've been hanging there with faith, and we're going to stay there until we have your faith stirred, but also have an available library for you to be able to pull from, and, you know, all the podcasts that go out. Put this stuff in your mobile devices and your, you know, download it. You can subscribe to our podcast. I go to VFNTV.com. What that means, it downloads into your computer or your device, and you have this with you. It's just free. It's there because our partners make it possible. Thank you to all those who have partnered with us financially to be able to make this possible, to be able to speak about God's generals around the world. We were talking about God's generals, and we're just continuing on. If you missed the first hour, you got to catch it. But yesterday, we talked about, you know, the book, God's Generals by Robert Schlurden, and why they succeed and why some failed. And today, we're actually bringing in actual video.
Yeah.
Video and audio of their voices. It's just pretty cool to kind of hear their stories. And obviously, I am just kind of skimming the surface. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, it's making you hungry to want to go, you know, I want to know more. I want to, because, listen, you, inside of you, the same The same God, the same Lord, the same Spirit of God was inside of them, is inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Which means all things are possible. We just finished up listening at the end of the hour to John Alexander Dowie. For those that are listening, possibly in Zion City, he's the one that founded your city.
Yeah.
You know, just so you know that. But also Jack Coe. Jack Coe was called the wild man, the radical man, or, you know, we talked about him. But he's the one that, remember, one of God's generals that just pushed the barriers and say, you know, that segregation's wrong and mm-hmm. everybody's coming together. And he just pushed all their, you know, crumbled all their cookies and said, this is how it's going to be. And God just moved. He would sit there in a chair and you could see these. Remember, we're going to see some probably right here. But this is hearing one of God's generals, Jack Coe. He's called one of God's generals in Robert Lyrdon's book, God's General. He's leading a crusade audience in a song right here. Listen up.
Well, it's written and free that Jesus is.
This should really encourage you for those that don't sing well. You know what I'm saying? It's like
all you need is faith in God.
You don't need a tune.
No.
You don't need a lyric, you know. Just faith and deed. Okay.
Look at that mic.
I know. Is that amazing?
Huge.
You imagine that? I mean, can you imagine what he would have saw on iPad or something, or iPhone would have thought right then. You listen to Jack Coe, he's singing right here, but I just want to get just kind of hear the context of get a deeper dimension of those we're talking about.
Well, it's written and it's free, and it's for you. It's the test, it's the drive.
You know, so many people go, well, you know, I just, you know, I don't have the right kind of clothes, and I don't sing well.
Yeah.
And I'm a little overweight, and, you know, I don't think people are going to listen to me. Listen, they don't want you anyway. They want God. Bring them God. Yeah. Bring them God. As a matter of fact, I believe that Jack Coe was probably almost 300 pounds.
Was
260
something. He's a big man.
Yeah, he's a big man, but they talk about that in God's generals right there. You know, as long as we have these bodies, you know, some people are real slim, but on the inside they're 200 and something pounds. You know, we all have issues, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
But just get over the look thing and just realize if you got God, that's what people want. And as a matter of fact, if on the outside they repel you, that'll make them more in love with God. But you can confuse them if you look as good as John. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks, oh, John, oh my goodness. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not. I know. Just look away. Look away.
He was pearly white.
Yeah, no. He's looking in the mirror right now. Fixing his hair. Parting his hair.
Yeah.
He always laughed when I was talking about you. And now he's like,
oh, I know.
He's
he clams
word,
up
he's
now.
Wordless. Wordless.
Hilarious.
We're listening to Jack Coe. We're listening to Jack Coe. Put the mirror down. We got to focus here. Listen. This is Jack Coe. He's singing one of God's generals that he writes about in God's Generals. Robert Schiller, listen up. You're listening to Jack Coe.
And it's fully satisfied. Well, it's written and it's free. That the Jesus sees. Well, it's written and it's free. That the Jesus sees. Well, it's written and it's free.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Young girls often are naturally interested in fashion, but there are some dangers. This is Focus on the Family Minute, and I'm John Fuller. You know, in a culture that markets to girls with messages of beauty and perfection, Dana Gresh has some words of caution.
The research really indicates that young girls who are exposed to fashion products too soon, who are overconsumed with their body and beauty image, that they're more at risk of eating disorders, depression, and an early sexual debut in their teen years. And then when they're young adult women and they're in that first few years of their marriage relationship, that they have so many scars on their heart and so many body image issues that they can't enjoy the gift that God has given to them.
You'll find tips for good conversations with your tween daughter at focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
Did you know that there's an app that'll make you taller?
Oh, I need that app then. Where is it?
I'm serious. Go on iTunes right now.
Really?
And like on your iPhone. Once you're on it, put your iPhone on the floor and then stand on your iPhone. Check it out. There's an app for that.
Is there an app to make you lose weight? I need that app too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I've seen a few of those.
I did too, but yeah. I need it. But
well, what there is an app for though? There's an app for the VFN TV daily radio program. You got to check it out. You can go on iTunes, type in VFN TV, and download it on your phone for free. You got all the daily live radio content. You've got all the radio feeds, everything we're talking about. You got it right there with you. So it's like VFN TV on the go. Check it out. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off. It was so funny. It was so funny, and you know, that, you know, God was pouring himself out in such a powerful way at Brownsville Assembly of God, the Brownsville Revival. And, you know, I was in ministry there with Brother Kilpatrick. Rose Compton was the secretary that was there. Beautiful. She's a beautiful woman of God. And we had all these tapes and different things like that. And everybody wanted, once God began to move, everybody wanted everything that was ever said, yeah. Everything was ever taught or whatever. And so we recorded on cassette tapes, you know, what was taught and what was listened to, you know. And I was going to go on a business trip, and I was leaving. Revival's going on. We've sold, I don't know, probably thousands of these audio cassettes, and it's like five cassettes together and rubber bands and different things like that. And so I thought, I'm going to grab some of those. I'm going to listen to them on the way to whatever. And I slid one of those things in, and it was horrific. I mean, I'm like, oh my goodness, the people who are duplicating our tapes got somebody's stuff that obviously was not of God.
Right.
It was
right,
not of God.
Right.
And stuck it on there, and we just sold 10,000 copies to the world as they're coming in. So I call Rose Compton. I was like, Rose, pull those tapes. My goodness, this is terrible. I cannot believe this. And she's like, I'll grab them. She grabbed them all off the table and stuff like that. And then, so I listened, you know, as I'm going down the road and stuff, and I listened. And I realized that was us singing. That was actually us singing.
Wow.
It was horrific. We were so glad. I did not appreciate Lyndall Cooley that much until that moment.
Oh,
like,
my.
Lyndall, that was a God thing for you to come. It was amazing how things changed. I had to call back and go, that was us. That was us. You listen to Jatco, God's Generals, sing about like we were singing then. Listen up.
And it's for you.
I think this is so important because people try to lift men up and they don't understand. These are people who just believe God.
Yeah.
They just believe God from Canada to the Keys, under trees and street corners, even to parades. It didn't matter where I was. And here he is. He's obviously about to have a crusade. And just like Oral Roberts, he was sitting in a chair. People would come by and he would lay hands on him. But when you're 200 something pounds, the reason why... 300, almost 300 pounds.
Yeah.
The reason why you sit in a chair is because it's going to be really tough to stand up. People, so some people try to imitate and say, you know, you're only 120 pounds. You probably can stand up the whole crusade.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to imitate that. But here's he tells of a conversion, his conversion to Christ. This is Jatco, one of God's generals that we spoke about yesterday in a video today. Listen up.
I'll never forget when I first got saved. I didn't know what the word glory or hallelujah was. I belonged to a church that didn't believe in saying hallelujah unless you sung it out of a hymn book. But I got saved one night in an old Nazarene church.
Now you got to see this video. If you have not seen this video, you can see it at the VFN Torch. It's beautiful. I just love it. It's like the only thing that's holding you back is fear.
That's right.
Fear of loss. Fear of rejection, instead of saying, you know, I'm going to do this for God's eyes only. For God's eyes only. And obviously, Jack did it for God's eyes only. He just told it like it was. I mean, he's sitting here, you know, with his handkerchief, you know, and just saying, let me just tell you how it is. And there's power in your testimony. There's power in your testimony. And he gave it, and obviously, Amy gave it millions of times as well, but you listen to Jack Coe, one of God's generals, and you can see this video of him on the VFN Torch.
God spoke peace to my heart. I jumped up out of that altar. I didn't know how to say glory, hallelujah. All I knew was hot dog.
I didn't know how to say glory, hallelujah, so I said hot dog. You niggas love that. Isn't that beautiful?
That's wonderful.
It is.
Jumped up and I ran all over that church hollering, hot dog, you've got it. Somebody said you have to act like that to get it. No, but if you get enough of the right thing, you'll act some way. I went home. I walked in and I woke my mom up. I said, oh, Mom, I got saved. Mother sat up in bed and said to my dad, he's drunk again. I said, no, Mom, I'm not drunk. I got saved. She said to my dad, you better put him to bed. He's drunk. He got me in the living room, tried to take my clothes off, and I was waving my hands, hollering, hot dog, I got saved.
Hot dog.
And you're listening to Jack Cook give his testimony how he got saved, and they're going, you know, your daddy's been changed, and somebody's going, he's been drinking.
Yeah. You know, he was born in 1918. He died in 1956 at the age of 38.
Oh, wow.
And you think about things about 12 years of ministry, and you just think about all the excuses people make. It's like, man, this guy just went out there and did it.
Yeah, he didn't know how much time he had.
No, he didn't know how much time. He just went out and shared the gospel. He was out there and shared the gospel.
Yeah, he was ministering, and people were bringing people to be prayed for, and they weren't getting healed. And he was, and I'm talking to you from Robert Lennon's mm-hmm. book, and this is what he says in his book. In the spring, Coe, which is when you're hearing rare, began to ask God why people weren't being healed. Though he had seen thousands healed, he had also seen thousands walk away without healing. After a season of prayer, God revealed to Coe that many didn't understand how to receive healing, and they needed instruction in his word, in God's word, concerning his will and his power. This was a tremendous revelation in that day. Up until then, most of the Voice of Healing evangelists, which is a magazine that he talks about in the mm-hmm. context of that talked about him, depended upon the anointing of the healing gift. And that's what you were seeing a couple times, the healing gift. And many knew little about what the Word of God said in regards to the subject. And you can find out more about that in God's General. So he was beginning to say, you know, you got to partner with God here. And there is a gift of healing. But then there's the faith to be healed. Mm-hmm. There's faith. That's what we're talking about, faith. So, which means you, if you have the faith for it, you can stop Jesus when he says, I'm only here presently for the children, the Jews. I will stop and I will heal you mm-hmm. if you understand who I am. Remember?
That's
if
right.
you understand mm-hmm. who I am. You're listening to Jack Cole.
She said, son, you're not still drunk this morning, are you? I said, no, Mama, I'm not drunk. I got saved. She said, Dr. Conkright's going to get tired of baptizing you. I said, I didn't get baptized. I got that there saved business. She said, what do you mean that saved business? I said, I don't know. I said, them people down there, they call holy rollers, done something to me. I said, Mama, I got something you ain't got. You said nothing. Now you better shut your mouth. But brother, you can't shut up anybody that's got it. If you shut this thing up, the thing would explode and get all the red.
That's the Jack Cole version. Is it's shut up in my bones. My bones are on fire. Yeah. You know, this thing's gonna blow up. As a matter of fact, right here, this is Jack Cole praying for a cross-eyed girl, and you're gonna be able to see this video on the VFN Torch, but I just want you to kind of experience and listen. This is Jacko praying for a girl that was cross-eyed. Cross-eyed, of course, her eyes, I mean, they're pointing towards her nose. They're coming together and not seeing straight.
Take your glasses off. How long have you had these old cross eyes?
Since birth?
Yes, sir.
Well, get ready for it. They're going to straighten out. You believe it?
Yes, sir, I believe it.
The Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, these
eyes. And notice the revelation, he's saying, now you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to straighten out. Do you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Which was what that was the revelation that was revealed through his ministry. That was a big, back then it just wasn't.
Yeah.
It's like God has to stir the water for anybody to get healed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then everybody found out, my goodness, my faith will stir my own water.
Mm.
My faith can stir my own water. So he looks at her, he's laying hands on her while he's sitting in this chair and she's standing there, cross-eyed girl from the time of birth. Listen up.
Eyes have been crossed since this girl was born. God, I believe your word right now. God, straighten these eyes completely straight in the name of Jesus. Hand me a mirror, will you? Lord, for thy glory right now.
And you're going to be able to see this video. You're looking at the cameras right in her face. He's about to remove his hands from her eyes. This is pretty cool because you'll be able to see mm-hmm. what's taking place there.
Now look at him. What do you make of that?
She's crying.
Now turn around and show them. Raise your hands and praise God.
Oh, and that's so awesome. Wow, we got so much more. And I want you to see one more, obviously here, but you can see it on the torch. But I'm going to play this video of a lady. He's praying for this particular lady, one of God's generals. And, of course, it's an older video where the cancer just falls off of her when he's praying for her. Mm. Listen up.
Cancer, and nerves. Cancer's right there.
You know, so he's sitting in a chair, she's standing in front of him, and he's looking right at the cancer on her face right there. And he just read a card what was going on and what she wanted prayer for. And so he's fixing to pray for her.
Listen, I don't often anoint with oil, but sometimes I feel like it. I think if there's anything that's of the devil, it's a cancer. I think if there's anything that takes people's lives and eats away at people, it's an old cancer. How many believe that? Say amen.
And what, you know, what the Word of God says about anointing with oil in James chapter 5, that not only their sins will be forgiven, but they'll also be healed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you anoint, that's what he's doing. He's saying, I'm going to anoint her with oil.
How many can see that cancer there on her face? How many believe God can take it off right now? Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, remove this old cancer, God, by the power of God, in the name of, there it is.
Came right off in his hand.
Right in his hand.
Came right off in his hand.
Mother, look down at the cancer.
Wow.
That's crazy.
He's leaning back and showing the cancer to the people that are on the stage with him.
Mm.
It's just powerful. That's Jack Cole. Mm. You find out more about him in God's Generals, Robert Lurden's book, also. All this you can find out in the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Now, Smith Wigglesworth, we want to be able to talk about him as well. Remember, he was the plumber that said, as long as my shoes and my don't wear out and my knees and my pants don't wear it, I'm with you, God. But remember, he started also, he had a speech impediment.
Mm.
And the speech impediment, it kept him from being confident to be able to go up and just speak. So his wife would minister, preach at the pastor, and he would actually work the altars. And but here he's talking here about... Lester Sommerall talking about Smith Wigglesworth. Remember, Lester was the one that showed up at his house with the newspaper, and he said, you're not coming in here with that paper. Man, if we could just get that.
Mm.
Mm.
If we could just get that. And that's why VFN Radio is here. We want to be able to give you a light, L-I-G-H-T perspective, and not this worldly thing that would actually limit your faith, but something that would increase your faith and empower you. And enlighten you. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Downtown Gracie Jiu Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape, he'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu Jitsu. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. Blue Angel, hot tubs, pools, and spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs, and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFNTV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging. Is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, you know, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com and you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the Daily VFN Radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFNTV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off. Lester Sumo was talking about hearing Smith Wigglesworth. Listen up.
My relationship began with him when I was 20 years old, and not with my meeting him, but hearing of him. I was in San Francisco preaching, and to start my trip around the world, they said, have you met Smith Wigglesworth from England? I said, no, not yet. They said, he was here. And they told me a number of the things that happened, but I will only tell you one. That right there in the same church where I was preaching, the Great Glad Tidings Tabernacle, that at that time seated more than 3,000 people. It says he was here speaking, and on a Sunday afternoon, he had a healing service. And that that they brought the people from hospitals and wheelchairs and all kinds of situations for Smith Wigglesworth to pray for them. And from one of the local hospitals, the doctor brought a very severe cancer case. They didn't want to bring him because he was so near death. The doctor accompanied him and sat by his little portable hospital bed on the platform. And here came Smith Wigglesworth, who was just a little bit gruff, down the line praying for the people. And the way he would ask you what was wrong with you, he'd say, "Hoo-toop." Now, in his part of England, that was a similar way to their speaking. "Hoo-toop" means what ailed you, or what is wrong with you. And so he got to this patient that was laying out on a...
"Hoo-toop."
I thought you were saying, "What's up?"
Yeah, what's right. up? What's going on with you? Now, this is Lester Sumrall talking about one of God's generals, Smith Wigglesworth, and what he's viewing and experiencing. We're going to have Lester in a moment talk about his first meeting with Smith Wigglesworth. But listen, this is him sharing about his experience.
Bed there, and had on one of the little hospital gowns, you know, that has no buttons and buttons up in the back. There was a doctor sitting there with his stethoscopes in his ears and listening to the man's heartbeat and letting everybody know that the man was very near death. And so when Smith Wigglesworth and said, "What's up?" the doctor replied and said, "He is dying of cancer." And Wigglesworth said, "Where is it?" And the doctor said, "In his stomach." And Smith Wigglesworth, possibly the most unusual person that I've ever met in my life, he wound up his hand and hit him where the cancer was in the stomach. Punched him so hard until the man died. Just like, just his hands fell.
Now the man shows up with cancer.
Oh my goodness.
The man shows up with cancer. He's going hoo-to instead of what's up with you. The guy says, I'm hurting here. And Smith Wigglesworth punches him where he's hurting. Oh, dear Lord. We just pray right now for America to open for the third great awakening because the Lord has shown me this. Mm-hmm. This is what the Lord has shown me. And we saw this firsthand just this last weekend. But a particular lady was, someone got a word of knowledge that I was supposed to pray for this particular lady. They bring her to me. She has in the lower part of her spine, the very lower part, the pelvic back area of her spine, which is that last part of your vertebrae, which is kind of locked in there. It's not like the upper part of your spine.
Mm-hmm.
Has like scoliosis in that part of it. And they're trying to diagnose it. But she wanted me to be able to pray for her. So I laid hands on her head, but also laid hands on her lower back. And Donna was there with me and we're at an altar praying. And as I began to ask God to heal and to speak healing over, I could feel her spine moving back and forth, that lower spine that doesn't move at all. I mean, this is the lower part between each of the pelvic bones in your lower back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was moving almost an inch in each direction, just back and forth and back and forth, you know. And God was just restructuring her back, just lining her back up. And then the power of God hits her, and she was going to fall to the ground, so we just laid her down easily on the ground. And she could never have ever done that. And the next day, she runs. She can't wait to find us. And she finds us, and she's just beginning to tell us, you know, that, you know, God's doing a work of healing in her body, and that she could have never laid on the floor. She would have been in severe pain forever being on the floor. And she was on the floor for the longest time. The power of God. And it's just really cool. And so, and the truth, the thing about it is that we got to get ready for whatever God says do. Because one of the things the Lord's showing me is, I mean, you may have this situation in your life, and it may be just, imagine having a hump back. And if God tells that man or woman praying for you to push that hump out of your back, into your back, just press in it, you know, just go with it. Because it's according to your faith, because it's going to go. It's just how things work. And if you have a leg that's broken or a leg that's deformed or whatever, and don't be all fearful that you know, somebody saying, you know, hand me your leg, believe God, and God will snap your leg back in place. And here you're having Smith Wigglesworth, you know, punch this guy. And the other thing is, this is not as strange as you really think it is, because sometimes people are so locked into their illness that you can't even talk to them. They have more faith in the devil's ability to kill them than to God to give them life. It's like, if you talk to me one more time about that stronghold, it's like, let's believe God for this. So this is where we're talking. This is Lester Summerall talking about Smith Wigglesworth, first time he's seeing him, and all of a sudden, this guy says, I got cancer right here. He punches him where he has cancer. The guy dies.
Mm.
And listen up.
Off the bed, and the doctor screamed, he's dead. He's dead. And they looked up and said, you killed him. You killed him. The family will sue you. You killed him. Smith Wigglesworth wasn't upset one bit. He said, he's healed. And that's the way he would say, you are healed.
So he looks at this dead man. Attorneys are lining up to sue him.
All right.
This man's faith is so strong, he says, he's healed. I love that.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
He says, he's healed. He didn't pronounce H's. He said, he's healed. And he didn't stop, you know. He just went on down the line praying. About 10 minutes later down the line, here came the man walking. He'd gotten up off that bed. He had moved the doctor to one side. And
the dead man got off the and moved the doctor. Isn't that great?
Wow.
I love it. Life came back into him.
He was walking in that funny little hospital dress, you know?
It's like merciless hospital gowns, right?
Mm.
It comes along here like this and is open in the back. And here he was falling, Smith Wigglesworth, with his hands in his up in the air, praising God. He said, I have no pain. I feel wonderful inside. I have energy that I had not had for I don't know how long. And he was following him. And Smith Wigglesworth is so unusual. He didn't turn around and say, well, thank God. Oh, praise God. Everybody look at it. To him, it was such a usual thing. He said, well, just thank God for it. And he just went on praying for people.
That's so powerful. You're talking about a plumber.
Yeah. Hmm.
Smith was working with a plumber. And you may be thinking, you know, I'm just a carpenter. I'm just, and whatever you put in front of that in regards to your occupation. Listen, it's not about that. It's about, you know, what do you believe?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe everything that God says in his word, that is who we're supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we're seeing in our presence, we're seeing the fullness of everything that God says he is happening, just like the book of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
Are we not?
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, just the fullness of all, the opposite of what the natural laws are saying, we're seeing God do the opposite of that. And
That's
in a
right.
big way.
Mm-hmm.
Healings, showing himself blessings, out, healings and blessings and jobs and speaking his voice where, you know, you're hearing, you know, William Brandon out of the middle of nowhere having an encounter with God as a young age, but we're hearing young people.
That's right.
Now that many are hearing his voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is the thing is that will you take as serious the voice of God that William did?
Yeah.
Because he's the same God.
That's right.
Will you step out in bold faith so that, as John G. Lake said, God will meet you there every time?
Mm.
Or are you going to think, well, that's pretty cool. I just heard, you know, right. God.
Yeah.
And because he believed God and he stepped out, and look what happened. Mm. Just powerful, isn't it? It's just
beautiful.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to have some videos available for you, too. Some of the video is going to be available where you can see Smith Wigglesworth and not just hear Lester Summerall, which is Lester was one of his spiritual sons. But of Smith Wigglesworth in a park, you can see him at a gas station. Just kind of get a visual, you know.
Because a lot of times people, they hear the voice and they hear the story. And we've been hearing about Smith Wigglesworth for a while, but when you get a chance to kind of hear from another perspective, Lester Summerall was an awesome man of God, and just to hear his testimony of encountering that.
Now, this is really important because this is going to say a lot about, you have to, this information is going to double, and it's going to be, you know, it's what the Word of God talks about. The intensity of knowledge is going to increase. And that's actually a negative thing for those that are walking in faith. Too much information, even good information, because it can bog you down and not hear clearly the voice of God. And so this is the first time that Lester Summerall meets Smith Wigglesworth at his house. And this is what I was talking about yesterday. Listen how Lester describes how Smith Wigglesworth lives his life. This man of faith that just punched this dude. And there's a lot of other stories like that, you know.
Yeah.
And you can read about it in God's Generals and books on Smith Wigglesworth. But punches him in the stomach where he said he was hurting, where he had cancer, and guy falls dead, comes back to life, and is just praising God and just keeps moving on. This is the first time Lester meets Smith.
And so I went to see him. I found his house, and I hit the doorbell, you know, the door knocker. They didn't have an electric doorbell. It's one of those ancient things that you take a piece of metal and hit it against a piece of metal, you know, a knocker. And so I knocked on that thing and then stood up and waited for him. Now, if you had seen me then, you would have laughed. Because by this time, with the British people, I looked like them, and I talked like them somewhat. And I had on a bowler hat. If you don't know what a bowler hat is, it's a Charlie Chaplin hat. And I had on a black jacket and striped trousers, and a blue, dark blue top coat that came just above my knees. And I had an umbrella on one arm. And I had a newspaper under the other arm and my briefcase in my hand, my Bible case. So there I stood, you know, and Smith Wigglesworth opened the door and glared at me. He didn't say good morning. He didn't say how do you do. He said, "What's under your arm?" That means what is under your arm. This side was an umbrella on my arm, and the other side was a morning newspaper under my arm. I said, "The morning newspaper, sir." He said, "Throw it away. Throw it away. You can't come in here. You can't come in here." and I said, "Yes, sir." So I took it and stuck it in the bushes.
Think about that. We carry everything with us all the time digitally now.
Mm-hmm.
There was a day that negativeness was actually contained on a piece of paper.
Right.
And now you can carry bad news. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're in this for the long haul or until they take us down. We're in this thing. We are here all the way until the Lord says no. And we are excited about it. There's so many things going to happen and unfold. Understand that God is preparing himself a people across the world and across the nation. We believe there's going to be a third great awakening. There are men and women who may have bowed the knee, who may have done these things that everybody else has done. I mean, read our testimony. I mean, God's brought us out of all this. But when God redeems you, even if you bowed your knee, he'll forgive you. And so he said that he reserved for himself prophets that have not bowed their knee. Well, we have. He's reserved for himself his son, Jesus Christ, that if we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, though we've sinned, though we've faltered, though we've made these mistakes and error and the enemy seduced us or lured us or whatever, you know, whatever it is, that when you repent, God forgives you, and it's as if you never bowed your knee. So it's not about a self-righteous, hey, I've never done anything wrong. Well, you just did that wrong because that's not true, and that's pride and can't be used. It's false humility. But understand that if, in fact, that you want to say, God, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I don't want to be on the sidelines. I want to be a player, as we talked about yesterday. I want to encourage you. Today is your day. Today is the day that you can say, you know what? I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, the Lord of my life. And I want to be forgiven. God, forgive me for everything, all my compromise, where I've bowed my knee down, where I've sinned against you and sinned against others. Restore me, cleanse me, be the Lord of my life. I'm going to begin to learn how to be your disciple and abide with you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, and find out more about how we made that very same decision. We met our God, our Father God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, and you just did too. And share your story with us. Let us know that what happened. And also go to iabide.org and learn how to abide with Jesus. You abide in him, he abides in you, and you're going to be very successful as he measures success in your life.
Yeah, there was some sort of basketball tournament that was going on in Brooklyn. And after the basketball tournament...
Tournament?
Oh my gosh.
Is it tournament?
It's happening.
Is it tournament?
What's happening? What happened?
Is it tournament or tournament?
Are you trying to say I'm talking different?
No, I just tournament.
Just, you know.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. You were talking about a tournament?
A tournament. But anyway, there was this basketball game.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off. You can see these videos on the VFN Torch. It's going to be made available to you. And also, we have silent videos of Mariah Woodworth Eder. You know, and she was the one. And this, well, let's look ahead of that. We just want to finish up listening. Remember, Lester's going over to Smith Wigglesworth's house, and he's starting to walk in with the newspaper and his little umbrella and all that stuff. And he says, "What?" Something like that. I mean, he's like, "What's that?" And he chunks the newspaper. And it's very important. You just can't keep watching edit, dark stuff. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's just always dumbfounded me. Mm-hmm. It's how many Christians watch the opposite of what they profess and wonder why their life does not reflect the Word of God. It's like, you just watch that stuff all for the last 30 days straight? And you're wondering why... And it's like whatever our eye takes in, that's what our whole body. I mean, things are going to happen, but if you're intentionally indulging in just constant antithesis of what God's word says, when God says up, 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 but you watch down, 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 and listen to down, down, down. And that's why we have VFN Radio. We want to bring you up, 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 and keep you up and stay on fire for God. And so here he is. And so this man, this powerful man of faith, one of God's generals, probably reportedly And this is how Robert Lyrdon talks about him in his book, God's Generals, is probably one of the ones that we have know in history in our time frame that ever walked in such great faith. You know, and you look how he's talking about it. So here he is coming to this man's house. So now you're finding out how he lives his life. And that's how you really understand. He's like, okay, now we understand where all this comes from. Because he says, you know, you're not coming in here with that newspaper. And so he puts it in the bushes. And so here's Lester about to walk in his house. He's being welcomed in by Smith Wigglesworth.
I stood back up to see if there's something else, you know. And he looked me over and said, come in. So I came in. He took my coat. We went into his living room, which was the first room over to the right, and he had a coal fire on, and it was very cozy. And rather than asking me where I came from, where I was going, he said, I was just reading. And he read a half an hour from the Bible. And then he said, let's pray. He knelt down and prayed for another half hour, but he laid hands on me and he prayed and said, God bless him. God bless him. I was really glad when he got through, you know, and he said, I want to read you some more. So he read the Bible for another.
So he's coming over here, right. And this is what so many people want to do. They want to find out, is there something different?
Right.
And said, no, it's the same God. It's the Word of God. Oh, yeah. He's going to pull his Bible out. He's going to pull his Bible. He's going to read for 30 minutes from the Word of God. And it's like, oh, my goodness. Now he's going to pray for 30 minutes. Oh, he's going to go back and read. I mean, that's the message. If anything, we can tell you, and that's why we always talk about iabide.org. We want to empower you. As believers, we don't have positions of power. We have positions of empowerment. We want to empower the body of Christ. We want those that don't know God to be saved and to be empowered to do everything God's called them to do. And look at this. Smith's, he's saying, listen, I'm going to empower you. I want you blessed. Look at my life. This is what you have to do. Imitate me, just like Paul said, right? So listen up.
Half hour. And then he said, let's pray again. And so we got down and we prayed again. And I said, Lord, what did I get into here? What did I get into, you know? And so about that time, his beautiful daughter, Alice, that we were telling you about, she had prepared a beautiful luncheon, and so she called us to lunch, Yorkshire pudding. And
by the way, when you go to the VFN Torch, you're going to be able to see these pictures of Smith and his daughter, and it's going to help you out as he's talking.
And roast beef and that beautiful gravy that they put on it there, it was something. And peas that you pick up on the back of your fork rather than the front. And so we had a delicious lunch, and when he got through, he just put his napkin on the table and said, come back again. And walked away.
I love that. If anybody can, I can compare anybody to, I mean, anyway, I'm not going to compare anybody. It's like, this is so, you know, it's just like, okay, next, the end.
Finish.
We're finished. That was great. Let's move on. I want to spend more time. It's like, my goodness, how much more do you need?
Right.
Go and do likewise, right?
Right, right.
Go and do likewise. This is Lester Summerall. I was talking about his first meeting in the house of Smith Wigglesworth.
His daughter explained that he had gone to get some rest, and so I thought that was a signal to leave, and so I asked for my coat, and I left. Before I walked a block, I said, you know, I got something there. I'm different. I got something. I received a blessing. I received an anointing. Something good happened to me in that place. I said, I'll come back again.
That's just powerful.
Wow.
So many people. And the thing, this is the thing. If God speaks to you, why ask, even though he will continue to speak with you, why should he tell you something else if you didn't believe him and act on the first thing he told you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you've been blessed, receive the blessing. Like Jack Cole said, I had to teach them. They didn't understand that by their faith, they can be healed. They can be made whole. You know, Amy Semple McPherson's like, join me. Let's everybody. We want everybody to get saved. We want everybody to enter the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Catherine Kuhlman, he loves you. You know, the compassion in the context of, no, he's not rejecting you. And it's not. You know, God's not blaming you because you didn't get healed. It was all these things that we've learned through our lives so we can imitate those that have gone before us. If you have not yet and you didn't catch this full segments of God's generals. You know, you could be one. You need to take this away, hide it in your heart. And there's so much more. There's videos available for you on the VFN tour. There's audios available for you. And just get the book. Get the book. And also, there's a DVD set called God's Generals you can get, which is pretty cool because you get to visually see it. And don't do what so many people do and look at things like a museum where it's like, oh, that was them. That was so, instead of saying, no, see yourself, realize that Elijah was a man just like any other man, but he believed God. Mm. He believed God. I mean, even Jesus was all man and all God. That's the whole thing is that if we believe God, this same Jesus said this. He said, listen, if you believe, greater things that you will do than him.
Mm.
So, I mean, look at everything Jesus did. And he said, not only can we do that in faith, but we can do more than that. We can do more than that. And so we're hoping that we're stirring your faith. We're hoping, you know, that you begin to really think about it. And I just want to, you know, as we come to, we're going to kind of move beyond this in our next program tomorrow. And we're looking forward to Akia Lee being a part of hearing her heart about Israel and Kufi on college campuses. We're pumped about that. Is Robert Evans, the Welsh revivalist. Young man in his 20s, God begins to move. It apparently, and this is quite what happens to all of us, is we pray for rain, it begins to rain, and then we're in shock, you know? And why should you, or Smith Wigglesworth, as you heard, when everybody else just started going, hey, the guy's healed, the guy's healed, the guy that's dead's healed. He didn't even look back because he's already believing for rain, that's so right. He's not going to be shocked by rain. Well, Evan Roberts, he did not get his rest, physical rest, and a move of God was stopped because he got overtired, got worn out, and somebody came in there and said, listen, I got a place for you. A real nice mansion. Mm. And I got a little room. You can edit my magazine. And all of a sudden, you didn't hear from them again. We learned so much. You can learn from this and from God's generals about mistakes they made, things that they've done. And we can go be imitators of those that have gone before us. You're listening to VFN Radio, VFNTV.com.
Just Fish and Grits. If you're in the mood for some good Southern cooking, visit Just Fish and Grits today to dine in or to take out. You can have your meal on the go. It is good. Mark Downey & Associates is a unique real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to the success of this multi-award-winning firm is simple: aggressive marketing and intense passion for serving others. If you're looking for a team of professionals that ensures the total satisfaction of their clients, contact Mark Downey's team today. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. AB Mobile Mechanics, fast, friendly, and fair. Everything from ACs to water pumps, on-site repair all over the Gulf Coast. Give them a call today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.